All right, good morning, my family. We pray that everything is going well with you guys. Let's begin with a quote from Dalai Lama. He says, "Our prime purpose in this life is to help others. And if you can't help them, at least don't hurt them." Think about it. In 1880, a Christian couple named George and Sarah Clark purchased a lease for the Pacific Beer Garden in Chicago, Illinois. Dropping the word beer from the name, the couple added the word mission and launched a ministry to the homeless, alcoholics, and downtrodden men and women of Chicago. This was the beginning of the Pacific Mission of Chicago, the second oldest rescue mission in the United States. George and Sarah Clark bore the expenses of the mission themselves, but as the expenses grew and the ministry expanded, their funds ran low. Eventually, the day came when they could not pay the lease. Attempts to acquire the needed funds failed, and the Clarks were told that they had only 24 hours to make the payment. Otherwise, the mission would close. Throughout the night, they prayed, asking God to provide in his own way and time. They reminded God of the many souls that were being saved each night, and they faithfully prayed for the many souls that would be saved if the mission remained open. Determined to trust God for the work being done in his name, they continued praying until the breaking of dawn. When they left their home in the morning, they were amazed at what they saw in their front yard. It was covered with something white, something that reminded them of manna. Looking closer, they discovered their lawn was filled with mushrooms of the very best quality. This was strange because it wasn't mushroom season, but they gathered the crop, and the Clarks carted the mushrooms down the street and sold them to the chef at the Palmer House, the famed hotel just off Michigan Avenue in Chicago. And after selling the mushrooms, they had enough money to pay the rent and enough left over to meet other ministry expenses. This is a wonderful story. We need to hear more of these stories to remind us that the God of the Bible continues to be faithful to those who commit themselves to doing his will. The greatest part of this story to me, though, is not the mushroom miracle, but the greatest part of the story for me is the love, faith, and commitment that George and Sarah Clark had for service to God. That's the true miracle of the story. It was a miracle of faith for them to launch this ministry with their limited resources. It was a miracle of faith to begin a ministry of service to the underprivileged and leading them to Christ. It was a miracle of faith for them to not become discouraged and against all odds believe in God. That's the true miracle of the story. This is a wonderful example of the message preached on yesterday, sacrificial love. It's an inspiring reminder that we are all saved and called by God for kingdom work. This story reminds us of how God still metaphorically can use two fish and five barley loaves to minister to thousands. This story testifies to the greatness of God and how God can use two dedicated and anointed people to impact his kingdom in ways beyond their imaginations for generations yet to come. I say this because the Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago is still serving the underprivileged today, and it's thriving. For over 142 years, they have been winning souls to Christ through their service to humanity. And that's what we all are called to do. All of us have a mission to be accomplished, but no one can tell you what your mission is except God through his Spirit. There's a song entitled, "Open the Eyes of My Heart." I want to tell you, brothers and you sisters, that the mission work that God has for you is already in your heart. It's there. But often, though we want to work for God, we don't know where to begin. But if you have an earnest desire to serve God, you begin not with an idea, but with a desire to be used by God. If you begin with an idea, it usually will be something that you are comfortable with or you have seen others do. But if you sincerely seek God, out of your desire to serve God will rise the vision for your ministry and your mission. That's how you will know that God is calling you into that particular work. And if God gives you the vision, he will also give the provision. And finally, let's pray mightily for our church and its mission. Pray that in this spiritually barren season, that God will use our church to bring more souls to God than we ever have in the history of our church, all for his glory. Let's pray. This is a wonderful day, God, that you've provided for us with the potential for greatness and for the many wonderful and yet subtle things that you would have us do. We thank you, God, for this opportunity to serve you in ways unknown to us. We thank you for the strength, the wisdom, the glory, the desire to give you glory through our lives. We are grateful, God, for who you are and what you mean to us. We are thankful, God, for your continued love and your tender mercy. We are thankful, God, for your protected graces that follow us and guide us and direct us. We thank you, God, for each other and how we affirm each other and support each other and encouraged by the presence and the Spirit that you have placed in each other. We thank you, God, for bringing us all together in this place and in this season to accomplish your work. With all the sin and the grime and the crime and the deception going on in this life, God, we pray that we can be lights. We pray, oh God, that we can reveal your glory to a world that's dysfunctional, growing more so each day. We pray, O God, for courage to stand. We pray, O God, for wisdom to know how to navigate ourselves through this life for your glory. We pray for understanding and grace, but most of all, God, we pray for faith. When we are fearful, God, we pray that faith will give us the strength to motivate us to continue on in your name. When we are weak, God, we pray for faith that we might be empowered and strengthened to continue our work. And when we are weary and confused, O God, we pray for the enlightenment and the guidance of your Holy Spirit, that he might do for us what you desire in your heart. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. We thank you, God, for the wonderful possibilities of transformation that you've placed within us, that we might be reflective mirrors of your love and share your wisdom, your power, your grace with the world, so that your kingdom might be realized on earth as it is in heaven. To do this, God, we need your strength. We need your healing power. We need your resources. We need your grace. So bless us this day as we move forward in your name, all for your glory. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Thank you guys for coming and sharing with us. But I want you to remember this. Live each day in love with God.